What causes the disputes and fights between them? Perhaps they do not arise from the bad desires that fight inside them. They want what they do not have, but they plot and even kill to get it. They envy what others have, but they cannot obtain it. That is why they fight and wage war on them to take it away. However, they do not have what they want because they do not ask God for it. And even if they ask for it, they will not receive it because they ask with bad intentions. They only want those that will give them pleasure. In recent days, we have been able to witness here in Colombia many acts of violence. If we look for the reason, we will not find it. On one hand, the public force, and on the other hand, the civilians have risen against each other. And simply, it is the final demonstration of a pandemic stronger than the coronavirus, a virus that is in the heart of man. And in the minute, they can destroy all humanity. That is why I resort to this word from Santiago chapter 4, which is very clear and precise, where God teaches us that man has put aside everything that is the pure truth of the gospel, but has put aside believing in God to the point of taking justice into his hands, and how we are facing a world where the truth is already relative. That is, each person decides what their truth is. And for the world, that is respectable. Then each person takes the position they want and uses what they have on their hand in order to acquire what they want. Everything we see today is merely the result of a humanity that is far from God. A human being has believed himself to be self-sufficient. We have been context to say, I believe in God, but in the end, our actions show the opposite. We are a land which we overflow in saying that we are Christians. We overflow in speaking and expressing to the world how believing we are. But our actions are totally demonstrating the opposite. The insensitivity, the lack of love that has taken control of the emotion and the hearts of the people, to the point that it does not matter who they take ahead, because what matters in their own benefit as something. That is why the word of God said, despite disputes and fights between us have an origin that comes from the heart. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus explains it this way, when the Pharisees were criticizing his disciples, not for washing their hands before eating and following a tradition. Jesus told them, that is the problem with us. The biggest problem of all humanity, of man, is not sitting down to eat with unwashed hands. Unfortunately, we believe that the pandemic of this century is COVID. And it has never been the COVID. Nor has it been the yellow fever, nor has it been the Ebola. All this is the result of the greatest virus, which is spiritual, which is in the human being, is called sin, and which has led us as human beings to turn our gaze to look away from the sky, to look at self-sufficiency, at humanness, and consider that we can do everything. That is, we have taken our eyes off the purpose in a nation, a family, a person who takes his gaze from God, who rejects God, rejects principles, rejects purpose, rejects his identity, rejects his own creator. This causes the heart to become hard. And that does deceptive desires such as lack of forgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger take control of a life until a point. Unfortunately, for 50,000 pesos or 20,000 pesos, for something very small, a life is taken. The love of money has changed us. Insensitivity is the ruling heart today. So we can criticize acts of vandalism, But the problem is not that. If we were to take care of themselves, many vandals come out with their masks to vandalize, and we could say that they took care of themselves so as not to catch the coronavirus, knowing that the worst was in their heart. That is why Jesus told the Pharisees in the moment, "You are hypocrites because you focus more on the norms, you focus more on the traditions, and you have not focused on where the real problem of man is in the heart, because it is from the heart where the lawsuits come from, where adulteries come from, where drunkenness comes from. And when we are far from God, we consider it as something normal, but in front of God, it is not something normal. We sadly experience the consequences of what we as human beings ourselves, we have decided to do. Who is to blame? That's why, and that's what we always think, right? We are always looking to blame someone, must be to blame for my misfortune. We say someone must be to blame for what happened to me. If I am good, I don't deserve it, then someone is guilty. But that would be the right attitude. Look for the guilty one and run away from your own responsibilities. I do not know how you are going to receive this audio. And if you're going to be upset, but I just want to open your eyes and take you to this reflection. Our actions are the result of what is in the heart of man. It's there where I have to ask, what is in my heart? Because a man gets up to beat a woman, because a woman kills her husband and her own children and then takes their own life, because man has become so shameless and so insensitive, because man has hardened his heart so much, distancing himself from his creator and being the protagonist of his own actions. We are not looking to blame. We need to find those responsible, and there is no one else responsible for our own life than ourselves, because in the end, we choose how we are going to react, how we are going to behave. We do not agree with injustice. We do not agree with those acts which are not correct. But not being okay, it does not mean that I will react in the same way. But since we have distanced ourselves from the Father, and we have distanced ourselves from our Creator, love has grown cold. And you know something? Jesus has already said, in the last days, in recent times, the love of many has cooled to the point that is no longer nation against nation, but family against family. It is sad to see brothers fighting among themselves, perhaps because of an inheritance that a father or a mother fighting for that money that they can have. Seeing children beating their parents, parents beating their children, the husband mistreating their wives, the wives mistreating their husband. And from the perspective, starting from home, it has been a pandemic to the whole world. Unfortunately, this pandemic is not something to which we are paying attention. An act of violence by one person in 2 minutes can kill more people than a contagious person of coronavirus. It's nothing but looking at the news of what is happening in the capital of Colombia, Bogota, and realize how in one night, people are dead, injured, property destroyed, and it was only one night. Let's ask ourselves, in an hour and one night, how many have finished with the coronavirus? There is nothing more destructive, there is nothing more deadly than what is in the heart of a man. When man has moved away from his Creator, and when there is no love, there is no insensitivity. There is no insensitivity. For lack of that love is not love that the world has taught us. About a sexual relationship for nothing. It's not a love of sharing a gift or a feeling. Because if we limit the word love to a feeling, then it's something that can be today and not tomorrow. When I talk to you about true love, I am talking about a person. I'm talking about a life. I'm talking about God. That is the essence. God is love. So man himself will never be able to end with the pandemic that is in his heart, with that virus of bitterness, resentment, lack of forgiveness, envy, strife, anger, adultery, drunkenness, dishonest words, and a corrupt mind, a mind corrupted by the desire of a damaged heart, always wanting to be the best and have the best above the cost. Today's problem, my beloved friend, it's called the disease of the soul, of the heart, and has an origin of separation of man from his creator. Some will pay attention to this, others do not. You simply want to continue with the life you lead, but remember the problem is not now, but at the end, when we are before the throne and we are judged. And even if you don't believe it, maybe sometime you will open your eyes and you will find yourself before that throne, before God. The question is that only open regrets, and there can be no regret. Today is the time. This is the time for us to analyze how we will lead life and think if it really is something normal, because perhaps I am replicating what they did with me. And for that, there is no vaccine. For that laboratory, and for those laboratories are useless. For the soul, the word of God serves for the soul. We must approach God. Otherwise, we will continue to see worse things, because the Bible says so. A heart far from God is deceitful and more perverse than all things. That is a call to return to God and realize what is the future we want. If we are destroying this present, so we realize that you are not only affecting yourself, you are ending the blessing, what God gave you in life and family. Are you destroying the future of your children? And all because of resentment, because of bitterness, because of a damaged heart. Perhaps today you can be on time, because this word is reaching you. It is not late. And if it's arriving in your life on time to tell you there is a new opportunity today, the only thing you need is to open your heart so that God dwells in you. And it's a simple prayer. Do you want to do it with me? Repeat with me. Lord Jesus, in these moments, I recognize that I have been far from you. I recognize that my heart has been wrong and that my actions have not been correct. My thoughts have not been correct. I ask for your forgiveness. And today, I repent all my sins and I come to you with the need for you to dwell in my heart. Give me a new life. Transform me, Lord. Today, more than yesterday, I need you. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. On this day, in the name of Jesus, amen. And after this prayer, I want to encourage you to look for a place to grow in the Word of God, to be a discipleship. And as you know the Word of God, your life can be worked, transformed by the Holy Spirit, so you can grow and have a mature faith. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. God always arrives just in time.